You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? Today, we're unlocking the secret to brewing the perfect cup of shincha. You're going to love this. Shincha is the very first harvest of spring. Think fresh aroma and a really gentle sweetness. Because this tea is so delicate, how you brew it is absolutely key to its vibrant flavor. All right, let's get into it. It all starts with what I like to call the golden ratio. First up, you'll need about 5 grams of tea leaves. That's roughly 1 heaping teaspoon. Next, you're going to use 210 milliliters of water, which is right around 7 ounces. Okay, this part is maybe the most crucial. Your water needs to be exactly 80 degrees Celsius. Why that temp? Well, it pulls out that fresh aroma without any bitterness. It's the sweet spot. And for our final number, just 40 seconds. Seriously, don't go over on this one. See, the leaves are super soft, so they open up fast and release all that great flavor. Okay, let's put it all together. Here are 5 simple steps for that perfect 40-second steep. So that's the standard recipe, but if you're a tea lover, you're going to love this. But now, here's where the real fun begins. Experimentation. Play with the temperature and time. You can pull out totally different sides of the tea's profile, so don't be afraid to mess around with it. You'll find shincha is a really forgiving tea. All right, you've got everything you need. So, are you ready to taste the season? Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, A-I-S-A-T-S-U, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, D-A-I-D-O-K-O-R-O, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.